from Atlanta, the moment you wait for all week. Your chance to get informed, entertained, and occasionally outraged. Welcome to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. You know, when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage has got you covered. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you getting in early with us this morning. And it's a day when we start to reflect on where we're at in 2020. And look, we've had the numerous cancellations in college football. We've got some Big Ten machinations going on, trying to maneuver so they can find a way to get Ohio State in. I never thought, I got to tell you this, I don't blame them. But one thing I never saw was the Big Ten being so desperate. Just, I never saw the Big Ten brand, because as you know, if you listen to this show, and you've listened for whether it's 15 years now between the two networks, but eight of them now, the teeter-totter tip this year, 8 years on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the John Kincaid Show here on Sunday mornings. I always saw the Big Ten as being able to sit at the big boy table with the SEC and the ACC, in that I know year after year they usually produce a legit national championship contender. I don't believe that in the Big 12, and I don't believe that in the Pac-12. So I've always been a believer that the Big 10 belonged at the big boy table at Thanksgiving, and then on your aunt's little folding card table that she keeps in the hall closet that she pulls out, and then couple rickety chairs, that's where the Pac-12 and the Big 12 tend to sit. And I know. Oklahoma's always in the mix. They're in the mix. They're always in the mix. And then what do they do when they show up? When they show up, they're the poster child for Depend's undergarments, as they soil themselves consistently. So I haven't seen legitimate championship contention in more than a decade, where I look at the Big 12 and say, okay, they're giving me a legit contender. TCU, or you want to throw me at that, a TCU story. And God knows what's going on at Texas. And we'll have something about that Texas potentially job coming open, which is quite interesting, that we'll share with you today. But I never saw the Big 10 being this desperate. And I want to say right along the way that, to me, I totally understand if the Big Ten wants to change their rules. And they want to change the rules that say you can get to the title game and you can compete if you only play five games. They go back and they change the rules. Five games is completely illegitimate. But I'm not ripping them for doing it, because I understand the position that they're in. I'm not ripping them for doing it. Because if I was the business manager, the man in charge of the Big Ten, I may make the same exact business decision to say, wait a minute, I know this. The committee may pass on Indiana. The committee may have no interest in a team like a Wisconsin. You know, something like that. Let's just say brand names. I'm just throwing out brand names. But a brand like Ohio State, I know people will take an interest in. I know people are going to take an interest in Ohio State. They're going to be a team that'll open up some eyes. So I totally get why they'd want to say five games is legitimate. We're going to change our rules and make it five games to just desperately throw a Hail Mary to try to get Ohio State into the college football playoff. If there is a legit process this year, and you know, again, you know that I am not an Ohio State basher, because to me, there's nothing to bash. I look at Ohio State as one of the creme de la creme college football programs, one of the handful of them in the entire country. But this is so damn desperate. So desperate. Such a desperate feel by the Big Ten to be like, if we have to change our rules, we have to change our rules, because we got to do whatever it takes to make sure that Ohio State gets out of the game. If they only have five games, If they can't play Michigan, we can change the rules. Five games will be enough. And no, dominating Michigan State, one of the worst offensive teams that I have seen in the modern era of a Power Five conference. When you're not in one of the terrible programs, when you're in not one of the downtrodden, awful programs, Michigan State has pedigree. They have pedigree. That's a program with pedigree that tends to be, you can usually pencil in Michigan State as a 8-win type program almost every year, 9, 10 some years. I mean, but you can pencil them in for 8. And then hope that things are going to turn better for them if you're a Sparty fan. But no, Ohio State hasn't done enough at 5 wins to legitimately say, yes, we belong in the college football playoff. What's your what is the resume that you did? Penn State's god-awful. And don't tell me you beat a ranked Penn State team, because we know Penn State sucks. If you can't figure that out, you haven't been watching. Well, we blew out Nebraska. Memo, Nebraska sucks. Under Scott Frost, the great savior, they suck. Rutgers? The Nebraska-Penn State-Rutgers. Rutgers is actually the most impressive win out of those three. That's saying something. The win over Indiana, you saw, loved that game. Loved that game. And I love watching. I can't believe that Indiana football is something that I will seek out. I never saw that coming. Something I'd seek out, watching Indiana play football. But God knows it's worth it. It's worth my time. And Michigan State. But the Indiana game showed you that major, major flaws. And honestly, the defensive efforts against anemic, weak teams like Penn State and Rutgers, the defensive effort wasn't there. It's not enough. It's not enough. 5 wins is not enough. And guess what? The 6th win won't tell me a damn thing, because Michigan is atrocious. The Indiana game is the only eye test game that Ohio State played. The only eye test game that they played. And they didn't put themselves enough at risk to play 9, 10, 11 games to be able to say, okay, they went and kicked everybody else's backside and took their lunch money too. So let's just, the defense isn't great. And this is one of the shakier Ohio State defenses that I can remember in a while. And it's not enough. It's not. But man, they're desperate. They're hoping that Jim Harbaugh can muster up enough healthy people so they can find a way to play, so they don't have to change the rules. And if they don't, they'll just change the rules and not even realize a win over Michigan doesn't do anything for anybody. Doesn't change anybody's opinion. Not anybody who's watched college football. Oh, it's a rivalry game. Throw out the records when the rivalry game comes. Yes, Ohio State's won by like 100 points the last 2 years combined. I think it was like 100 points. They may have just scored again from last year's game. That's how bad Harbaugh and Michigan are. Just a little surprised. I never thought I'd see premium brands being that desperate. And the problem is, the Big Ten thought they were smarter than the room. The Big Ten decided to ignore the same scientists who told the NFL it was safe, told the SEC it was safe, told the ACC it was safe, and told the Big 12 it was safe. They had their own doctors and their own plan. And in retrospect, they missed. They swung and missed. Okay, things happen. You swing and you miss. But when you swing and you miss, does everything else have to be changed up? Or did you make your bed and you live with the consequences of the decisions that you made? I know that's not big in 2020. I know the ownership of personal decision making is not really top of mind for a lot of people and really not top of everyone's agenda. I made some really crappy decisions in my life. I decided on getting a degree in art history, and now I can't find a job. Well, I could have warned you before you went and got the degree in art history and went $100,000 in debt to get it. I could have warned you that that was a dumb degree to go get. But you didn't listen to probably people who probably advised you, too, that that was a dumb degree to go get. No apologies to those art history fans out there. But it's the bottom line. Big Ten made its bed and now wants to have everybody else go, well, look, you got to measure us totally differently than you're going to look at all the other teams that want to be in the college football playoff. Sorry. If I'm on that committee, you aren't swaying me. You aren't swaying me. You made the decision not to play. You made the decision to say, nah, we don't trust your doctors. We're going to go with our own doctors. Even when one of your own doctors that you were trusting came out with nonsense about the myocarditis that had to get squelched down 2 days later, tossing out numbers like 30-something percent. Has this been perfect in college football? No, it's been far from perfect. Imagine that. Late teen guys and early 20s guys not following protocols. There are called pretty girls on campus, parties, and other things that will lure many a young man away from their studies, from proper protocols and otherwise. I totally get it. And again, I am not ripping the young men that wander. If every decision I made in my life was under the microscope, believe me, I would look like a moron, especially at that age. Sometimes you don't think right. But for the Big Ten, I don't believe the College Football Playoff Committee needs to bend their like look at everything differently and evaluate differently just because they decided to go against the grain and go against what the NFL had heard, what the SEC was told, what the ACC was told, and what the Big 12 was told. You are free to chime in anytime you wish. You know that. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. So whether you rent or whether you own, Geico is going to make it easy to bundle home and car insurance, because having a home is hard work. So I want you to get a quote at geico.com. That makes it easy. Here's one of the beautiful things about 2020, though. It's caused me to pay attention to things that I don't normally pay attention to. Maybe taking some time to keep an eye on some things that I don't usually spend the time to look at. And I can assure you that a game between BYU and Coastal Carolina would never in any way have been on my radar or would have been of interest to me in early December. Never would that have even been on my radar. Usually this would have been Championship Saturday, and we would have been breaking down the SEC title game, the ACC title game, the Big 12 title game, Big 10 championship game. We would be waiting today for the college football playoff to be announced. By the way, I like this system much better, where we don't have the month layoff getting ready to see college football games again. So, but Coastal Carolina and BYU, I apologize to you. Because let's just say it was a late season game between BYU and Coastal Carolina. When I go through on, in the beginning of the week, I go through and decide what, and I will record every single game that is of interest to me. And I'll record it and take a look at it and say, okay, here's the deal. Do I want to watch this game? Is this game going to be of interest to me on Sunday morning? Is this game Saturday night? Am I going to have to go back and watch highlights of this game or speed through some of this game? Is it going to get really interesting? So I record any game that potentially is of interest, and then I'll go, okay, this game ended up being a 40-point loss. I'll watch the highlights. I'll delete it. Coastal Carolina and BYU put on a show. And my man, Dustin Fox, his stock went way up as a color analyst yesterday. Doing a great job. But that was a great game. That was a great game by two programs that really, really cared and were excited and were unbeaten and feeling it and threw a game together at little notice. That was awesome. Because again, we love the can-do people here on this show. We're part of the can-do crowd. We're not part of the can't people. Like Barack tells us.
Yes, we can.
Yes, Barack, you are correct.
Yes, we can.
Mm-hmm. That's what Coastal Carolina and BYU said this week. And BYU went cross-country and had the guys drive their equipment across country to get there in time for the game. Freaking awesome. That was an awesome story and an awesome game. And congratulations to Coastal Carolina. Biggest win in their program's history. And to BYU for getting their butts there to say anytime, any place, any challenger. Anytime, any place, any challenger. When you've got other programs in big-time college football that never travel, never are willing to travel. Bravo to both of those programs. And that was a great game, and I have a feeling you're going to hear about it in the fallout that Tony Pierno on Twitter, at Tony Pierno, my fine producer Anthony Pierno, prepares for you every single week. We've got lots coming up on the show today, including some news that was broken earlier this week before I got a chance to break it with you. We'll get to that coming up. Welcome aboard. It's the John Kincaid Show. This is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. The show for those who choose to live their sports life with a positive outlook. Let's get back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Did you know I was an original member of Boyz II Men? And then they kicked me out. Did you know that, Anthony? Did you realize that?
I do, yeah. You have brought that up to me.
They kicked me out. They thought that they had a better sound without me, and I went out on a solo career and decided to be a radio host instead.
Well, it worked out for both of you.
It did. By the way, speaking of working out, later today, it's the NFL on CBS doubleheader. The early game, Browns taking on the Titans, along with the Raiders, Dolphins, and Colts continuing to make their playoff push. Then in the late game, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers will bludgeon the Eagles and leave the Eagles a bloody mess all over the field. It all begins with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. Today, the NFL is on CBS. Did I sell that Eagles game good? They stink! Aaron Rodgers, they will literally be bringing out the chalk body outlines for the Eagles secondary as Aaron Rodgers just toys with them.
They stink!
And guess what? Anthony, I'm coming for your number one pick.
No, you can't be that bad.
I don't think they're that bad yet. In fact, I think it can't happen. Can't happen. So you're playing some music there. It sounds like it has a little bit of a Philly flavor.
Yeah.
So I'm moving.
Are you? Yeah, really? I didn't know. I had no idea. I was shocked this week when I found out.
You figured this out. Yeah, you figured this out. Yes, I am moving. If you didn't see the news this week, I am moving to Philadelphia. And I will be... Oh, sweet. I will be taking my talents to Philadelphia. Back to my hometown. After losing my job in Atlanta after 20 years, there were options on the table. It came down to only three. And my boy, Tony Pierno here, was sort of in the mix for the whole thing as far as talking to me. And we were talking about what was going to happen. And Philadelphia wins. I will be moving to Philadelphia permanently on December 27th. So I will get on a plane with my girls and go up to Philadelphia for our annual Christmas celebration with the Kincaid family back in Philly. But then they will get on a plane and come home here. And I will be left behind.
I told you, everybody, you didn't have to worry. John was going to be okay.
I was going to find a job. So I will be on 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia beginning on Monday, January the 4th, with the John Kincaid Show moving there. Now, I had hoped that today, at the end of the show today, I was going to tell you that next Sunday was going to be our last time to get together here on the network. That was the plan. And that was the plan even with upper management. The plan was, at the end of today's show, I was going to tell you that next week would be the last time we'd get together. Now, that plan got blown out of the water. Loose lips sink ships. So it would be like this. Remember when Johnny Carson was leaving The Tonight Show, if you're old enough? Imagine Jay Leno came out and announced that he was taking over The Tonight Show before Johnny Carson said, I'm leaving The Tonight Show. You know, that's sort of how it works. I'm leaving. And the people here at CBS Sports Radio are spectacular. I have loved this network. I have loved working here. I have loved being a part of all the shows that I've been a part of here. And we have had a great time for the last 8 years. And I thank you for all the support you've given me. And I love all the weekday shows that I get a chance to sit in on and everything. I've had a great, great time. Whether it's DA show most frequently. Back in the day, John Feinstein filling in for John when John actually liked me. And so it was a lot of fun. This network has been absolutely awesome. Great to me. The people at Entercom who run the network have been fantastic to me. The bosses, Dave and Mark, have been fantastic. And we got plenty of time to say goodbye. But I got sports to talk about. But I just wanted to tell you that I'm leaving. But you may have already heard that because, again, I didn't get to tell you because somebody else told you for me, which is great. No, really, it's not. It's not. So, it's not. But let's get to what we're talking about today, which is far more important here on the John Kincaid Show. The 49ers had to go to Arizona and have to play games in Arizona. There are 32 NFL franchises. 31 of them are allowed to conduct business as an NFL football team. By the way, this is a good one for me. I have two local listeners in Atlanta who are great CDC sources. I live a matter of, I think I live 5 or 6 miles from the CDC. So, and a lot of listeners over the years have listened to me on 6A The Fan in Atlanta, and I've cultivated two really great people at the CDC that listen in on the show, chime in on the show. They email me often, and so I ask them questions. And I said, okay. I said, 31 NFL teams are saying it's safe to conduct business, but Santa Clara says the 49ers can't. So I asked the CDC executive, can we trust the science here? What's the problem? And they're like, the CDC has been involved in discussions with the NFL since day one about them playing. So the foremost experts in epidemiology and the people who we trust with our health have told the NFL, yeah, it's safe to play. But it's only safe to play if you take proper precautions. Do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. The airline industry and the NFL are two, and I'm going to read to you directly what this one very, very prominent director, I will just tell you, very prominent guy, shared with me this week. He said, John, the airline industry and the NFL are two of the absolute gold standards right now in dealing with coronavirus as far as the levels and the expense to which they have put in place to stop the spread of coronavirus. So the airline industry and the NFL, they are considered the gold standards as far as businesses, how much money they spent, the protocols they've put in place, the way that they decided to try to protect their employees and anyone else who would be there. If Santa Clara, and they, I guess the people in Santa Clara must think they're really smart and a lot smarter than all of us. Must be a lot smarter than all of us. The folks in Santa Clara, they must be brilliant. They think they're smarter than, well, smarter than the science. And they actually had officials on the record saying, if you really cared about your employees, 49ers, you wouldn't even be playing football this year. Which is patently absurd. As we've seen, no football game, none. Zero has been a super spreader event. We've had weddings that are super spreader events. We've had gatherings, large public gatherings. Now, the media chooses to ignore these. There are some giant large public gatherings that they never comment on as potentially being super spreader events, those just slips their mind. But we've had people randomly affected because 13 people at a wedding or 20 people at a wedding get infected. Look, we all need to be smart. We all need to be respectful of each other. We all need to respect each other. We all need to do whatever is asked. But for the 49ers to be affected like this is a real shame on a year where they're trying to make a push. And we all know they were thought to be dead by a lot of folks. They were, I mean, it was expected that they were dead in the water. All the injuries, I mean, they've been ravaged. And they were expected to be dead. And instead, they fought through it. And I got to tell you, utmost respect for what Kyle Shanahan and his crew have done out there. But now they'll be putting under incredible duress. All because Santa Clara is, well, they're smarter than all the other cities where an NFL team resides. If you want to say no fans, absolutely. I totally get it. If a community's elected officials want to say no fans, I completely get it. And more importantly, each community elects their elected officials. So if the people that you elect make that decision and you don't like it, then next time they're up for election, take them out. But you elected them to make these kind of decisions for you, and you hope that they're doing it in everybody's best interests, that they're making the best decisions possible. But no college football game, no NFL game. And even though I searched yesterday, no high school game. None, and there were a lot of people that worried about it, have been super spreader events. But I need to know this. Why is Santa Clara smarter than the room? Why are they smarter than everybody else? And more importantly, are we trusting the science or not on these kind of big decisions? For the NFL, well, you got teams that just have to sometimes get up and move. It's the way it's got to be.
Passionate and a beautiful head of hair. He's John Kincaid, and he's only on CBS Sports Radio.
And he's only on CBS Sports Radio for two more weeks. So, what would it be, Anthony? Grab it while you can? Hey now. Thank you, Elton John. Strangely enough, an Atlanta guy, Elton John, spent a lot of time in Atlanta. And big in the community here over the years. Yes, I found employment, so I will be moving home to my home city of Philadelphia. And I will tweet out. If you follow on social media, I'll tweet out and I'll tell you where to find me, and you can download the app and you can listen and everything. But I want to tell you again, though, what I didn't think I'd be telling you today right off the bat. I didn't think we'd be talking about it. But the cat got out of the bag. Imagine if you bring your kids. Sort of how this went down is, imagine, I used the example earlier, like, you know, so Johnny Carson decides to retire, and Jay Leno, after 15 years, you know, Jay Leno decides to announce he's taking over the Tonight Show before Johnny retires. So this would be like Santa Claus. When you put your kid on Santa's lap, instead of the kid asking Santa what they're going to get or what they want for Christmas, Santa Claus whispers in your kid's ear and goes, "You're getting a bike. You're getting a bike. I've already bought it for you. You're getting a bike. I got a great bike for you." That would ruin it. I mean, Anthony, the year you got the pony in Staten Island, imagine if Santa Claus had told you that you were getting the pony in advance.
Crushed.
You would have been crushed, right? You would have been. No, you wouldn't. I would have been doing high fives. Because I don't like. I'm not big on surprises. Not really big on surprises. Sort of like I was surprised that I had people saying to me, "Oh, you're leaving." I was like, "I don't know. I'm not announcing that yet." But things are curveballs in life, and you deal with them. And we are this morning here on CBS Sports Radio. Know that I love you. Know that I appreciate you. Know that I have enjoyed spending my Sunday mornings with a national radio audience for 15 years, and that is a great honor for anybody, considering radio shows usually last, I think I read a thing the other day where the average radio show launched in sports radio in the last decade has not had a three-year run. So it's amazing, and the only reason that that kind of stuff happens is because you people are the best. You're absolutely the best, and I love y'all. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Tom in Oakland, California joins us. Tom, good morning. Are you up early or up late? I know you're up early.
No, I'm your police detective who's coming home from work. When last we spoke,
you had just
gone ahead and got your pink slip. By the way, parenthetically, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much.
You were a little concerned that your wife, who had recently purchased a handgun, might go ahead and tire of your ways around the house, and you were concerned about your well-being.
Yes. Exactly.
I want to point out to Ms. Kincaid that just because you have a new job doesn't mean she still can't shoot you.
So she can. Yes, I mean, she still could. Believe me, she's learned a few things, and my wife and my daughter both have said to me, Dad, you can't retire as early as you would like to. They've said to me, you need to work, Dad, down the line. Because I'm thinking like I'd like to work another 12, 13 years.
Okay.
And my wife and daughter are like, no, Dad, you're going to work till you're like 70. You cannot stop working because you'll drive everybody crazy.
So, all right. Well, then make sure Ms. Kincaid goes ahead and checks out what the laws are in Pennsylvania for manslaughter versus what they are in Georgia.
I think this one, there won't be. And I can tell you this, though, the one thing I'm worried about is there won't be a jury that would convict her. They'd get audio from all my shows. So she'd get, she'd be, this would be one of those 2-hour 2020s.
Right. It would be a jury nullification call, just like the OJ thing. He had it coming. Right. I got it.
I thank all of you who protect us and protect my family on a daily basis. All of the members of law enforcement. My brother was in law enforcement for many, many years down in Hillsborough County. You guys going out every day, putting your life at risk to protect us and everything. I really appreciate you.
Well, you don't have to worry about that because we're now going into a complete full lockdown because Governor Newsom, a.k.a. Governor French Laundry, has decided to shut down the entire state. I believe it's either tomorrow night or Monday night. And the fine folks in the county of Santa Clara, which is just two counties south of where I am right now, obviously, they have all of the inside knowledge, and they're hanging out in front of Plato's Cave when it comes to medical advice in terms of shutting down another institution that goes ahead and derives, tax revenues.
For the life of me, I don't understand how we have 31 NFL teams operating in jurisdictions and one.
Oh, I can tell you why. Politics. Oh.
But the thing is, though, here's what I say, though, is, and we don't do politics on the show here, but I would tell you is that everybody elects their elected officials. So everybody, I believe, in my mind, everybody gets what they deserve by who they elect. So if you elect somebody and you're not pleased, then you got to change who you elect.
But as you pointed out several weeks ago, as we found out that the members of the Big Ten, we found out that they were in on it, using the politics again, that they did not want to go ahead and open up their teams to football because there was a political incentive not to. And now you rightly point out that Ohio State is about to go get caught holding the bag. And I say, let them.
And I think they should. I think there should be. And I appreciate your call, buddy. Thank you so much. And thanks for protecting us. Be careful out there. The Big Ten commissioner flat out said one of his jobs, one of his roles, one of the things that he thought he could do was swing an election. You can go read it for yourself. In June, Pete Thamel wrote the piece, and the Big Ten commissioner, for whatever reason, was like, oh, I think we can swing an election. Really? Like that? I mean, it's just strange. It's strange when politics invades stuff like that. It doesn't belong. It really doesn't belong. Here's something where I know politically people are going to be upset, and it's not politically, but it is a political issue in many jurisdictions. The NBA has suspended random marijuana testing for the 2020-2021 season. And I have seen various reactions to this, clutching the pearls, people being just absolutely appalled, people thinking this is Armageddon, this is the worst thing in the world. Here's my thought on it. And my opinion on this has changed over the years. And it's one of the things that I love about this job, because what I get exposed to is really, really interesting people who listen to the show, really, really interesting experts that reach out to me, callers that get involved in the topic. And my opinion on this has changed over the years. And I don't, like, I never had an issue. And this is what I had a former athlete that I'm friends with, who I'm not going to expose in case he doesn't want his opinion to be known, say to me, John, I got to ask you something. Said, he knows sort of how I am, my social, political, whatever compass, personally. And he says, I know you. You don't care what your neighbor does in their house. You don't care. And I'm like, I don't. And he said to them, why do you care if an NBA player or an NFL player smokes weed? And I can tell you, this single athlete, ex-athlete, changed my entire opinion on this topic. And then I worked with two really talented guys, Carlos Medina and Brian Hoyt, in Atlanta. And they would bust my chops every single time about this topic, when I'd be like, you should be suspended. Because to me, it was, you're breaking the rules. You're breaking the rules. There's a rule in place. If you don't like the rule, change the rules. If you don't like the rules, then change the rules. Negotiate it, get it in your collective bargaining agreement, and change the rules. And some really bright people that I'm friends with said to me, John, why does the rule exist? Why is that there? Are they monitoring the alcohol intake of their players? Are they worried if a guy runs up a $300 bar tab? Are they worried about that? And my opinion on this completely changed. And then becoming partners with Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaq is not a believer himself in marijuana usage. But he also is a believer that this is something whereby, look, if you break the rules, you pay the price. But the random marijuana testing just seems punitive. And Commissioner Silver has not pushed all the right buttons. He has not been a, you know, absolute, you know, every single decision he makes, every single button he pushes has been the right choice. But what I will tell you is that he's a bright guy. And I think this is smart. And I'm hoping that we get to a point in life, and I tell my own child this, and I say child as she approaches her 17th birthday, two weeks from yesterday. So my daughter will be 17. And I tell her all the time, she'll ask me something, or she'll ask permission for something, or she'll say, do you have a problem if I do this? And I say, am I not sending you to college in a year and a half? Are you not going, you're not going to be under my roof in a year and a half, right? And I said, good, well then go be careful. Be smart and make good choices. I'm counting on you to do that, because when you're not living under my roof, that's exactly what I'm going to demand of you and expect of you, especially. But I'm going to demand it of you when you're on my payroll. And I say it to her all the time. When you're on my payroll, I'm going to demand that you make smart decisions and you do your best. But when you screw up, you can screw up in life. We all screw up. And she knows flat out. I've shared almost everything with her that I've ever screwed up with in my life. I tell her all the time, you're going to screw up in life, and don't worry about it. You're going to pay a penalty. Dad and mom are going to come down on you, just like my parents came down on me. But it's going to be okay, and there's going to be a lot of love there, and it's going to be forgiveness, and we're going to move on. But for adults, I think this is, I personally believe, and I know this is going to annoy people who politically or socially don't like my opinion on this, But I keep it real with you and I tell you exactly how I feel. I don't care what you do in your house. I don't care what you do in your social time. As long as it doesn't affect me and my personal life, I don't care what you do. And I don't believe Commissioner Silver should either. That's just me. The NBA, in this decision, I think is pushing the right buttons, and I believe you will see a lot of other professional sports or, you know, entities that will follow suit. And to me, that would be really, really smart. That'd be smart. And I appreciate it. You can always share your thoughts at John Kincaid on Twitter, KINCAD, at CBS Sports Radio, and at 855-212-4CBS. Yes, there was a criminal action, but I'm not sure I blame the criminal in the case. And James Franklin needs to be quiet. I'll tell you why. Second hour of the John Kincaid Show comes your way next on CBS Sports Radio.